friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess.
Welcome everyone to episode 28 of Good Friends and Fess. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
Oi, oi, oi!
So enthusiastic. I'm Steven.
I'm Tyson.
I'm Lexi.
General Chit Chat!
Oh, well done.
Nice.
Did that sound that late or?
Not at all.
No. Alright, everyone, welcome to the Australia Day special of Good Friends and Fairs. We don't have Leroy here because only Australians on this
podcast. Oh, that's why Fez isn't here as well, because he's, what is he?
We just don't want him to be Australian. We'll pretend he's not Australian.
Well, that is what Australians do, isn't it?
Yeah. So. I think he'll rock up next year with a Southern Cross tattoo or something to
make sure.
Yeah.
It's funny though, because actually what Australians do a lot of as well is like claim other countries as Australians, particularly New Zealand. New Zealand gets copped all the time. Like Russell Crowe, pretty sure he's a Kiwi.
Oh, really?
Australian.
Yeah.
Lord will be the next one. Like, I'm pretty sure
Lord, we're saying she is Australian.
There you go.
She came here once.
Yeah.
She's a good old Sheila, that one.
Yeah.
It's not bad though, like we claim the good New Zealands, but like the serial killers over there. And, you know, we obviously that doesn't transfer over to Australia.
Yeah, exactly. We only take the good stuff, man.
We do that a lot, don't we?
We do.
Is John Travolta Australian? He is, isn't he?
He does the Qantas ads. Yeah. I don't know if he is Australian. Mel Gibson is, but then we'd like disassociated ourselves a little bit when we threw that phone.
Yeah, when he started chucking phones, like, that is not an Australian thing to do. Yeah. Like, he probably could be quite Australian, just chucking shit.
Similarly, Leroy. Like, if Loopy News was good one week, we'd be saying he's fucking tribute.
Yeah, but not once has it been good.
Truly Aussie, but until that day comes, get out of my country, mate. But yeah, so Australia Day.
Coming up. Australia themed podcast. Australia Day is coming up.
Mm.
Big plans or small plans?
Probably small plans. Mm. Probably barbecue maybe somewhere.
Yeah. I might throw another shrimp on said barbecue.
Yeah.
Australia.
Yeah, man. You gotta do something.
Probably listen to Triple J's Hottest 100.
Yep, do
and
that.
That'll be the day. Have a sausage and some music.
I might get myself a sunburn. Look after that. Start nursing that for the next week.
Yeah. Aloe vera on it.
Yeah, bit of that.
Rub that on, that'd be nice.
Might have a couple of VBs, a few tinnies.
Yeah.
Good. That's what you want.
Bit of Foster's?
Definitely not.
You know, Foster's isn't that bad. Like, I guess you guys have both had it, but...
I've never seen it being sold anywhere.
I've had it. I've only ever had it.
Overseas,
well, I've had it a few times, but I've only bought it recently times is if it's in a giant can and for the pure novelty of having the giant can.
Yeah.
But the beer itself is not great.
What's its similarity?
It's just weak and piss. It's just lager.
You run of the mill, watered down Heineken type stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and I had it at a pub overseas because it was one of the only decent beers on tap there. Like a whole bunch of dark, well, it's not decent beer, but it's like, I don't really like really dark stuff. Yeah. And it was some UK pub, they had nothing but dark stuff. And Foster's? So I'm like, shit, I'm getting me a Foster's. And I thought it was alright, but I'm
first
not really...
First Australian ever to drink a Foster's.
It actually turns out it's poisonous to us. I was sick for days.
Yeah. That's true. So never offer a Foster's to an Australian, it kills them.
Yeah, it's poison.
Yeah.
So, anyone outside of Australia, I'm not sure if you've kind of heard about the heat we've been going through. How did you guys cope?
That's pretty Australian.
Pretty shit, actually. I mean, so this week we've had a massive heat wave for the last 5 days, and it's been over 45.
Yeah, I think that's about like 115 Fahrenheit for...
Yeah, so 45 Celsius.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got a new puppy this week.
Little puppy.
Yay!
That's pretty cute. I saw the photo. Yeah, it's really cute. Yeah.
Meow.
Not the best week for it because this little guy is one of the only two dogs that can stay outside during a Finnish winter.
Oh, okay.
Overnight when the temperatures drop to like minus 30 degrees because their coat is so thick. And so, yeah, we brought him over in the middle of a heat wave, 45 degrees all day. And he's been coping like shit. You saw him yesterday, Stephen. He just sleeps.
Yeah, he's pretty
easy. That's all he does.
But at least he seems to be staying hydrated.
Yeah, staying hydrated, knocking over water and shit.
Yeah. So permanently inside?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. He burnt his paws on the tiles. It was so hot.
Fuck.
And he's just like licking it all day.
Yeah. I've been doing alright though with the heat, personally. Like, it's just, I've been doing just air conditioning.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not bad when you work in an office, isn't it?
That's right.
I actually prefer to work when it's 45 and I would be at home. For sure. You're home, you just don't want to do anything. Like, yeah. You just sit there, it's too hot.
Yeah. You know? Just lays in the bed the whole day.
Yeah.
My air conditioning at home, shit house, it's evaporative, so it doesn't work too well.
Yeah.
Like, it's better than nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But at work, they have it icy cold.
Yeah.
It's like,
it goes too far, doesn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Like, my work's like that as well. It's actually a bit of a reprieve when you get out to the 40 degrees.
Yeah.
Because by the time I've had lunch, I've just finished defrosting pretty much. And then I'm like, I actually feel pretty good in this weather.
Yeah.
And then you go back and you're like, ugh.
There's people who sit in our office and they wear like hoodies and stuff. And you're like, it's 44 degrees outside. What are you doing? Like, oh, how cold is it in here?
Yeah, I've actually, one day this week, I actually switched the air conditioner off and I got a few eyes at me.
Oh, really?
Because I sit right underneath and it gets a bit too far. It's kind of like, I say, like, if it's 30 degrees outside, you'd only have the air conditioner on low and it'd just be nice and refreshing. But if it's like 45 degrees outside, you've got it freezing inside.
Yeah.
Why don't you just make it like, I don't know, 28 or something inside.
28's real hot.
Or 24 or something.
24 is good.
Like something that's just kind of nice rather than freezing cold. Because then when you do go outside, there's just that massive change.
That's when you get sick.
Yeah.
There's a lady in my office who actually has a portable heater that she just keeps under her desk when the air conditioning's on. And she's just got the heater going on a 45 degrees day.
Just like one of those old school ones. So it's like old beige ones.
Yeah.
The front lights up orange. And people used to melt this.
That can't be good for your body. Like your head's receiving all this cool air. And then your feet receiving all this hot air.
Very possibly not. But... she does it.
I just love the way it's like, let's save the environment. Oh, I'm going to have a heater on because the air conditioner is too cold. Because outside it's 45 degrees.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And those old heaters just sort of just churn down the power.
Yeah. And my office is like a green office as well. It's like everything's like, there's plants everywhere and stuff. It's just like, okay, guys. Yeah. Well, then let's turn the AC down a wee bit.
The plants are dying because it's so cold inside.
Yeah, but so Tyus, in other news, you've had a film crew following around.
Yeah, I had a bit of film crew come around from...
Just a normal day.
Just a cheeky day. On camera, once again, like the camera's there.
Yeah, yeah, so that was alright, but it was actually on one of the days that were 45 degrees. It was on our Wednesday, and...
do you want to explain?
Yeah, well, basically, there's a team in America, a basketball team called the LA Lakers, and I've done a bit of work for them. And...
just stop there. I love the idea that somebody's heard of Good Friends and Fairs, but hasn't heard of the LA Lakers.
Well, you never know. There's some sick, twisted people. Look at the questions we get in at Twitter times. But yeah, so they're doing a bit of a feature on me. They're trying to feature some of their biggest fans. So they sent a film crew out to me, and unfortunately, it was a 45-degree... day, and because of the filming, they weren't allowing air conditioning because of the noise it makes in the house.
Oh man.
And then they were smart enough to go, well, you know, they looked through some of my clothes, they picked out a jacket and jeans. So imagine this, 45 degrees, I'm on camera, I'm shitting myself because I'm so nervous.
Did they have lights as well?
Yeah, beaming lights. Oh, it actually was so hot that the lights ended up cracking, the glass on it.
Wow.
Because the heat they produce is insane. So in that small room, it was probably over 50. The camera actually switched off a couple of times because once it goes to, I think, 57 degrees, it switches off.
Yeah.
But the camera was so hot, you touched it. But it was, it was just insane in that room. And it was a few times where I just felt like sweat dripping down my forehead. And this camera's like a really, obviously, good camera. So hopefully that doesn't kind of pick up on.
Yeah.
But, so hopefully it goes all right. It'd be pretty cool to see it on TV. And
Were you wearing makeup? And it's just like makeup starts.
They actually didn't put up makeup. It was kind of a bit weird. Like, they didn't check my hair, do makeup or anything. Like, I don't know, I guess.
They just want their fans to look ragged and...
yeah.
Dripping with sweat.
Look at this fan. He wears the jacket even in a 45-degree day.
Yeah.
See that sweat of passion rolling down his face.
And jeans were killing me, man.
Jeans.
I live in shorts and I had to put on jeans.
But
all for the fun of it. Got over with it.
Man. Very well done.
Yeah.
All right. So we roll on to the first segment then.
All right. First segment... just like this segment is going to be Theme Bomb. So I was thinking about Australia Day, and then I started thinking about when I was a kid, I didn't really give a shit about Australia Day. I would have just been watching cartoons and stuff. So then I started thinking about like early 90s Australian cartoons. And sometimes I hear a theme song, and I wouldn't have thought I'd be able to sing it at all, like long gone. But then I can bring back all these theme songs from over 20 years ago, and I can still remember the words perfectly. So I wonder how you guys are going to go with it as well. So I wanted to, maybe we can all roll with this because it might be a bit hard. I'll throw out a show and then we can try and arse our way through the theme song.
Let's
and,
do it.
And belt it out as Australian as we can. Yeah. So the first one is, we'll go with Feral TV because I kind of know that one. Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
I swear I tuned in at the 2 minute mark of each ep because I never saw the theme.
Didn't they only go for 2 minutes though?
Probably.
Yeah, they went for about 5 minutes.
The credits.
Yeah, no, I kind of remember that. So, I don't remember the order though. So how are we doing this? We all just singing over each other because it's going to get ridiculous.
No, someone start.
Yeah, you start this one, Stephen. And if you get caught, we'll try and help you from there. So do you remember the start? But that's when they got a big cable, and because they were pirating Feral TV, and they attached
I remember
it
the bit
like
when they start saying their names a little bit. Is that the start?
Yeah. Do you know who starts?
Is it the rat?
Raddus,
the cat?
Yeah.
So it goes like Raddus the rat and they do that with the cat. Oh,
yeah. They've discovered fame and fortune,
and they never go back. It's Darren the dog and that rabbit Mixie. Something, something.
There'll be Raddus and Chilfires.
Feral TV. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I know.
All right. We'll keep going.
Oh, I don't know after that.
There's a bit more. The Pirate TV channel. Gotta see to believe. Welcome to the world of Feral TV.
Okay, I need to start it, kind of. I think I'm gonna pass
that was
it,
good.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, that, yeah. That was...
It's been 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, do you know any of these tasks? We've got a list here.
All right, well, let's just go top one.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Okay, I think...
This was a pretty awesome show.
It was awesome. I think it started with Rocco's Modern Life. Rocco's Modern Life.
I don't really know
any other words in it? Or is it
I just know the house crashed at the end and Heifer screamed.
Yeah, it's like...
Or something.
What was it? What's the dog's name? Because he yells that out, I reckon, at some point.
Oh! Did it actually have any other words in it, or was it just Rocco's Modern?
You hear him screaming a dog's name, I reckon, at one point.
Yeah.
Then they got the wolves in there as well.
Did they say something?
I don't reckon there's any words
just there. Yeah. Well, that's a shit one to pick.
All right, Lex, you pick one.
I'll go Cat Dog.
Cat Dog, yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it's
that. So these aren't really Australian. They're just shows that we watched in Australia.
Hmm. Are they Australian?
Nickelodeon's American, bro.
Ah.
It could be Australia.
Well, Blinky Bill's definitely Australian. Yeah. That's one of them.
Rocco's got a wallaby in it.
Feral TV might be Australian.
That's definitely Australian.
Feral TV is Aussie as.
Cat Dog started with the... Alone in the world, there's a little cat dog, a feline canine, little cat dog. Cat Dog.
No, cat Dog.
Cat Dog.
Alone in the world, there's a little cat dog.
Da 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 da. Back in town, something like that.
The 3 hour bear.
Okay. All right. You got it?
Yeah, I can't remember any more of that one. So, all
right.
For you, Stephen.
Let's Blinky it up.
Yeah, do you remember Blinky Bill?
Go Aussie ass.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Blinky Bill. Never catch him standing still. Life is pretty boring till you've met Blinky Bill.
Yeah.
That's about the only bit I remember of it.
Hey, it's Blinky Bill. You better not
take a pill.
Because if Blinky sees it, he won't want to. Meth addict Blinky Bill. It was a really dark show.
It was quite like, dark. For not Australian people, like, there was a lot of recreational drug use.
Yes, there was. And I didn't pick up on
that.
That
platypus was always high.
No, like koalas, they eat eucalyptus and they get high, man. Yeah. That's all they do. All koalas do is get stoned. Like, shit, sleep.
Fall out of trees on camera.
A chase, like, procreate, rarely.
If you had to pick an animal, a koala would be pretty good, wouldn't it?
It'd be good. Although sometimes they get so stoned, they fall out of the trees.
Yeah. You find them dead.
Everyone loves you. Everyone loves a koala.
People love koalas. Yeah. Yeah. Americans especially.
Except Bahamut drop bears though. You gotta watch out for those.
Oh. Gotta watch out for them. And they are in heat at the moment. There's been sightings and attacks.
Yeah. Several face maulings.
That's right. That's
right. Just the face. Yeah. Just the face.
They only go for face and genitals drop bears.
Yeah. Well, that's the most delicious part of a human body, isn't it? Everything else is just shit.
Yeah.
Face and genitals.
That's true. Well, think about where we generally put our
Mac
faces.
On, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't generally mac on like someone's knee.
Yeah, exactly. So, good on you, drop bears.
Yeah, good on you. Tyson, Pokemon theme song.
Pokemon.
Where does it start with?
That's definitely not Australian.
No, not Australian, but also. Awesome.
It was shown on Australian
TV. There is a
TV
Pokemon,
show.
Kangaroo Pokemon, isn't there? Kazakhstan or something like that.
Kazakhstan, yeah. No,
that's
the
a country.
One, yeah. That's as Australian as you can get.
Oh, Kazakhstan. That was like Kangaskhan or something.
Yeah, that was it. Kangaskhan.
Alright.
Yeah.
I think it started with
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was.
To
catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. Pokemon!
I will travel.
Oh, I skipped it.
Searching far and wide. To catch them is my real test.
Just say it twice.
To train them is my pride.
Is it? I did not know the pride bit.
Yeah, I thought it was cause.
Yeah.
Who knows? And then what
is
it?
Oh,
say?
No, it is cause. Yeah. That's it. To train is my cause.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Then, it? Oh, no, I think I must just repeat it twice.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Oh, well, fuck it.
Gotta catch it. It's you and me.
Something's my destiny, Pokemon. Oh, you're my best friend. In a world we can. I thought it was a world we must defend.
Oh, it is. In a world we must defend.
What are they defending? Like, that world is never in jeopardy. The worst thing that happens is Team Rocket comes and tries to nick somebody else's Pokemon.
Yeah, and you don't really need to defend the world. It's just like, and this region of Pokemon we must defend.
Yeah, it's more like, let's defend my shit.
Yeah.
Like, don't let my Pokemon...
You're not being attacked by aliens and shit? Mm. Although it's probably happened to Pokemon, so...
Yeah, probably.
Could be happened. I think that's the end of the song.
I think we did well on that.
I think we did well with the theme songs. Mm. Hopefully it brought some people back.
I think it's the end of this segment as well, because it's starting to die. Theme bomb.
Alright, shall we move it on?
Let's kick it up a notch.
Didgeridoos and didgeridotes. It's like frog.
That's pretty much how they sound.
Balrog.
Balrog.
Let's go off the rails. Alright, so didgeridoos and didgeridonts. What I'm going to do is give you guys Aussie pastime. You've got to tell me what are the do's and the don'ts in these scenarios. Mm-hmm. So let's go. Just give it to one of you and just give me three do's, three don'ts. So let's go Lexus. Yep. Let's go beach cricket.
Oh, beach cricket. All right.
Go through the do's first if you want.
The do's of beach cricket: wear not much clothes.
Mm.
Beach cricket.
Yeah.
For boys, just boardies. For girls, just bikini. Know what I'm saying? Yes, you do. Another do is have an esky as the wickets.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you can be playing your beach cricket. Got an esky there as well.
Yeah, that's
just
good.
Just for
one.
A cheeky beer.
But do you have the esky, like, so you don't have the whole wide wicket?
Yes.
Do you have it twisted?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you guys have... Actually, no, I'll leave that for don'ts. No. I'll leave it for don'ts. And then the final do of beach cricket is if you hit it in the water, that's six and out.
That's
a rule.
Yeah,
so if you get
that's
it
that
far,
rule,
six
yeah.
and out.
And if it's a warm day, though, the other fielder is loving it.
Oh, yeah, they're just diving in the water. Yeah. Maybe we could say, if it's a real hot day, play it in the shallows of the water.
That's difficult to bounce the ball.
Yeah. You need one of those, like, just Wahoo balls that bounce the
yeah.
water.
You could just do full tosses.
Yeah, tosses, just throws.
Just big bash cricket.
Yeah.
Big bash beach cricket. All right, as for the... I could barely get that out.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Stuttering like Leroy in a normal sentence. All right, and the didgeridonts of beach cricket. This one's not really beach, but just for general cricket. Don't use a wheelie bin as a wicket, because it's bloody massive.
It is massive.
Always
stinks if you've got to stand next to it.
It does stink. That's, yeah, that's shit.
Yeah, bin cricket was a big thing when I was in primary school, though.
Yeah, me too.
But it's just weird.
Yeah. Don't one hand, one bounce. Because I just hate that.
Ooh.
Just catch on the floor.
But what about if you're playing with girls? Can they do one
again, hand? One hand, one bounce is hard on beach cricket. Because it doesn't bounce much.
It doesn't. If you get it, that's pretty
awesome. That's a freaking miraculous one hand, one bounce.
Unless you just kind of miss the catch. Like,
you had to be like right of, there. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And that's an awesome catch.
Yeah. But you're saying don't do that.
Yeah, I'm saying don't do it.
So some guy's like, yes! I'm like, no, we're not playing that.
Because
you're
I mean,
about the fundamentals of cricket.
Well, I mean, this is always the backyard one for me. And so you do a good hit. You're like, yes, I've got it. And the bloody tennis ball would just bounce and just suspend itself in the air for a while. And someone would just be like, oh, here we are. I used to always get out with one hand, one bounce.
Yeah,
it is. In backyard cricket, you get out easy. Real easy on that. But I liked it.
Then the last don't for beach cricket. If you're going on a run down at the beach and you see a game of beach cricket, don't run through the middle of it. You see it all the time.
Do you join in?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. If you see the ball coming your way, do you catch it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you peg it back, and then you give them one of these, hands up in the air, and you keep running.
You take your
you run off like a legend. Yeah.
Go into bat.
Oh, do number five. If a random joins in, give him a beer.
That's a given.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you're that is un-Australian to not give him a beer.
Definitely.
If you have a surplus of beers and somebody catches the ball, beach cricket, give them a beer.
Good catch, mate. Have yourself a Foster's.
I would have loved to hear the do's and don'ts of beach cricket at Maslin's Beach.
Well, I've just finished.
This is interesting. I'm enjoying this.
Well, let's quickly freeball these then.
So Maslin's Beach, for people that don't know, in South Australia is a nude beach.
Nude beach.
Yeah.
So you would be freeballing. So give us a do then.
Ah, do. Jeez. I'm stumped.
Make sure you catch the right type of ball.
Yeah, that is very true. Yeah, I don't know.
So you I'm wanted stumped. To do this?
Oh, I just wanted you were flowing through so well.
Right. Do if a girl is about to go for a catch, just be like, oh, get it as well, and you land like on top of them.
That's sexual assault.
Not if you're going for a ball.
Depends what ball.
Don't linger your gaze too long.
If you crack a boner, you're out when you're batting.
You could use that to bat.
That's actually, yeah.
You could swing a
counts off.
It.
You can catch it off the deck. So it counts as a
one dip,
like
one
counts
bounce.
As an edge. So if you edge it with your
and someone catches it behind,
yeah, catches
you're
it behind,
out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get caught from behind. this wasn't supposed to be this sexual. We always make things sexual in this podcast. All right, Tyson. Let's just go with the stock standard Australia Day barbecue.
Yeah. Okay, Australia Day barbecue. One do, make sure an Australian's cooking the barbecue. You don't want people like Leroy coming to your party.
Leroy is copying it hard.
Actually, I've had Leroy's like grilled corn on the barbecue before.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
All right.
He did that.
Get Leroy to cook.
That's me.
Oh yeah, Leroy, keep him away from me.
Yeah.
Give him some veggies on the barbecue. So,
another do would be don't have a barbecue of sausages.
It's not a do.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, have a do. Have more than sausages.
Yes, have more than sausages. Yeah.
It's too early.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking straight. Yeah. So you want a wide variety of meat there. So yeah, and another do. Would be another food object is I guess it is barbecue, so it goes hand in hand. But have something with the meat, so some salads.
Salad, yeah.
Oh yeah,
have salad.
That is the best thing about having girlfriends.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm stealing Lee's bit here from his comedy. So
probably, but he's not on. He won't listen.
Just steal it and say it's your own.
Let me give credit to Lee here, but I won't do it justice. But it's basically along the lines of when it's just your mates. It's like, oh yeah, bring something around for the barbie. They just bring a 20 pack of cheap sausages. You're like, we have 100 sausages for four guys here. But when you got the girls coming around, here's a bit of like mango relish on the salad. Mm, yeah. Delicious.
That sounds
good. That goes down delightful.
Yeah.
So credit to Lee.
Yeah.
Go see his stand-up.
Yeah. And next time I do this, I might make up my own three do's. Okay, so don'ts. What don't you do at an Australian Day barbecue? burn the food.
Yep.
And pretend that you haven't burnt the food. There's nothing that pisses me off more than people that go, oh, nah, it's fine. It's fine. Nah, it's fucking charcoal, man. It is fucking charcoal.
I'm eating leather right now. Yeah. I asked a medium rare.
Yeah.
Now I'm eating someone's old boot.
You need to fucking carve off the top four layers of that meat just to get into something that you can taste.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Mm.
Now, I grew up with well-done steaks, and if there was the slightest bit of pink in there, we'd be like, oh, it's not cooked. We're going to get sick. Put it in the microwave until that is just as
put leathery. In the microwave!
Yes, that's what we used to do.
Wow.
Yeah, until it was disgusting. Just like completely grey the whole
way. That is disgusting.
And then when I started like dating and going to restaurants and getting a steak, you're like, oh my god, it's dripping blood. Now I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, good.
Another don't, my second don't would be don't start the barbecue too early. I like the old, you know, 2-3 o'clock barbecue.
Sit around and have a couple of beers, have some drinks. Don't be too worried about
it. No midday barbecues.
Yeah.
Not on Australia Day, mate.
That's, yeah.
That's early. That's beer drinking time.
It is beer drinking time. That's another good reason to have girlfriends there, because they've got like platters with all different types of meat and cabana and stuff. Yeah. Cabana and cheese. Mmm. Boy, I love that.
You're full by the time the barbecue gets cracked.
I know.
I mean, you get that second wind.
That's why you do it so late. You sit there and you're half cut and you're like, oh man, I don't need this.
But barbecue leftovers are great, so it doesn't even matter.
So good. Yeah. So good the next day. Yeah. When you're hungover as well, big Australia Day barbecue.
Yeah.
Cold mix. What's your last one?
My last don't would be don't follow the 15-minute swimming pool rule.
Okay. Don't know that rule. Oh, you're talking about eating?
I thought it was like an hour.
Well, I always thought it was 15. So I was one young rebel. No, don't follow the eating before swimming rule.
Yeah.
For me, it does nothing.
I've heard it's just a fallacy.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's completely false.
So if you've got a pool at your barbecue and you've, you know, got into a few steaks or, you know...
I'll be eating steaks in the pool, bro.
With, like, inflatable plates and shit.
No, just hands, man. Just mugging it like a caveman.
There's just chlorinated water going, aren't you? Oh, this is good. Just shaving off the top layers of, like, the charcoal in the pool.
Like, you know, you don't need to, you know, have a stopwatch and count down into an hour and go, oh, my body can go in water
now. Yeah, I won't cramp up now in the pool.
But when you go in a bath, do you have to wait until an hour after you've eaten to
go in the bath? You're not like I think the idea was with food, you're using all your blood and stuff or your muscles to process it. But then it actually does nothing.
Yeah.
No one really, like, no one jumps in a pool and goes Ian Thorpe.
No.
Like, Ian Thorpe.
Swimmer.
Yeah.
Or Michael Phelps, if we're talking modern day.
Yeah.
But I
think keep it Australian. Thorpey.
Yeah.
It's an Australian podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Thorpey.
Australia Day.
Yeah.
Australia.
Australia.
Australia, mate.
Yeah. But jump in the pool while you're eating, like you mentioned, Stephen. Mung on some steak in the pool.
I think that's fine, man.
Don't follow the rules.
Steak and beer.
Don't follow that rule. Yeah. That's good. All right. Cool. I like them.
Well done.
You got an Australian activity for me to didgeridoo and didgeridoo.
Do's and don'ts of wearing an Australian flag on Australia Day.
That's really very specific. That's
real specific.
That's ridiculously specific.
The do's and don'ts of an Australian Day good old-fashioned camp out.
Ooh, camping.
That might be a bit better.
Then wearing a flag specifically.
Can you include the flag in one of the do's and don'ts in that?
Oh, this kid is flag.
I will get the flag.
He's got a flag boner over here.
All right, so let's do the do's. Do's are bring surplus of beer. You never know how much beer you want.
You can't really just go for a beer run when you camp in the middle of Australia. Australia's a big place.
Definitely do not... And make sure you got lots of ice as well.
Yes, that's another good one. So, and an esky that's not shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Don't bring your shit esky. That's a given, but yeah, don't bring your shit esky.
Don't go with people you hate.
Yeah, exactly. So, and also, on the beer front, get beer to share as well.
Yes.
Don't be that guy that's like, this is my six-pack. Australia Day, mate. Yeah. Just pull something out of the esky. That's the beers. Communal beers. Chip in, go for
and bring something that a lot of people like, so don't bring Foster's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Alright.
That's a good one.
Another do is bring yourself like skewers so you can like barbecue sausages over a campfire.
Mm.
Like get a good old campfire type thing going. Mm-hmm. Nothing better than a bit of pointy steel to the mouth.
Yeah. The only way to get it off is if like, I need to deep throw this shit. And it's got this metal thing touching your back. You're like,
yeah. Steel is part of it. Part of the cabin. Part of the camping. Another do is...
I've got one if I can just jump in. What? Do bring marshmallows.
Marshmallows are good. Marshmallows, yeah, on the same
at
the front.
End of the night. Yeah. Just to time the last one.
Definitely. And corn as well. Corn goes well. Skewer that on. You've just been anything you can skewer over a fire.
You just like to skewer things,
just
don't you?
Just bring it, yeah.
Yeah. Just anything you can ram something into.
Massive do is bring like insect repellent, mosquito nets, that type of shit. That's just a practical one for kids out there.
Yeah.
You don't want to be doing that type of stuff.
Because you are delicious and you will get eaten alive. Yeah. Campfire as well. Just in the swamp?
Yeah.
For some reason, you can't be in the swamp.
Well, you could be near a river. Often near a river.
Often you are, yeah.
Just mozzie
sitting. Down the river, mate.
Yeah, down by the river.
We sit.
But, all right, don'ts. Don'ts are, don't plan to leave early the next morning. Like, if you're doing a one-night camping, you're going to be hungover as shit.
Yeah.
It's not going to be safe to drive.
Take the afternoon.
You haven't had a shower or anything. You're filthy. I understand you just want to get home so you can have a shower. Don't rest. Try and organize to be near a lake or something. Go for a bit of a dip.
No, refresh yourself. Say, do camp more than one night. Because one night, set up a tent and stuff.
Yeah.
Not much.
It's not much at all.
No.
But I'm on the don't, so I flipped it the other way.
No, I just keep going back.
Yeah, I struggled on that as well. Yeah. I'm here for you, Steve.
Thank you. Don't bring an Australian flag.
Oh,
it's useless. It's not going to help you at all. It might be able to cover some food from getting insects and stuff on it, but otherwise it's impractical. Bring a tarp, mate. Bring a tarp with the Australian flag symbol on it if you want, but not the flag.
Because then it's not bad if you like you drop it on the ground and sit on it. Because you're not allowed to drop the flag.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an insult.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't want to be insulting veterans by like covering your food with what they fought for. So just bring a tarp.
Yeah, cool.
So that got the flag in there for you. The other don't is don't take a shit near where people are camping.
Maybe others. What about others?
Oh, if it's not your group, go for life. But mate, I don't
care what direction the wind's going.
Yeah. I don't care how drunk or hungover you are. 100 meters
there.
A 100 meters at least.
You need
minimum.
It to
minimum.
Up.
Get a bit of downwind. Oh, that's not good. So yeah, that's my didgeridoos and didgeridoots.
That's good.
Nice. That was good. Okay, so now we've got Australia Day. Not really Australia Day because it's in another country, so it's a country day or their day, but it's Australia Day.
Australia Day.
Australia.
Best title we've ever had on the podcast for a segment.
All right, so that just sounded like Fez trying to explain his day. Okay, so this... I won't repeat the title, but this basically means Australia Day. We've just kind of gone through some kind of generic Australia Day things. You got the beach cricket, the barbecues, the camping, what a lot of us Australians do. So I'm going to give you two guys two countries, and if they had their day, I'm not even sure if they've got their day, but what would you do if you were in that country? What do you think their country would do on that day?
Yeah.
So I'll start with you, Lexus.
Yeah.
I'll go Japan. If there was such thing as Japan Day.
Pretty sure there probably is.
Yeah, but, there probably is. But Japan Day, I'll probably do three things they do similar to us. So Japan Day, instead of having the barbecue, the beers, all that sort of thing, they get out there, their rolls of sushi. Everyone sits around in like a big circle. People have shoes off. They sit down. They're squatting on their knees. Have a bit of sushi, then you perform the tea ceremony and have a tea, and we all sit around quietly.
So not at all similar to a barbecue.
No, not all
except
similar.
Except the food
is... It's you're there all together at lunchtime.
Eating much less
being
rowdy.
Being super polite. Yeah. And like starting to your right and all these Japanese customs.
Yeah, but then you know there's like Grandpa Miyagi slips some sake into the tea, having a right old time.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have some like Triple J Hottest 100 sort of?
Yeah, J-pop.
But instead of like J-pop, it's on TV and it's the Hottest 100 tentacle anime.
That is ridiculous.
Of that year.
Ridiculous.
Oh, you know, funny point. I found out the reason they're so obsessed with tentacle anime
is because they couldn't have penises.
Yeah, because in porn you have to like censor out the penis, but a tentacle isn't a penis. That's why you can show this like weird, grotesque.
I heard that
tentacle
as well.
Shit.
Why do they have to blur out the penis?
Oh, it's just like a government regulation on porn.
Yeah, I don't actually know the reason, but it is weird.
Yeah,
maybe they can make it uncensored just for
it's penis,
Japan.
It's all genitalia they need to blur out.
Yeah,
which is odd.
And then the last custom that they do on Australia Day, right towards the end, everyone like dresses up as their traditional favorite Japanese thing. So the girls usually geisha and things like that. The guys come dressed up as samurai, get their full samurai battle garb on. They get their $10,000 samurai sword, tempered titanium. Like this is a real deal.
Yeah.
And then the girls will start like busking around, see if any guys are frisky enough to have a go at a geisha. Then the guys have a full on samurai battle to the death. Like people die. It's actually a grave day, but it's from like an hour from 8:30 till 9:30 at night time. The guys will battle it out and the girls will whore themselves out.
Okay.
And that's Japan Day.
So a major tourist attraction though.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd fly over there for that.
Yep. That's like Japan doesn't have any travel warnings except for that one time of year. Like, do not travel over here.
Do not carry around a sword because you might be bad into the gym.
Or do carry around a sword. We're still doing do's and don'ts.
Alright, that was great. I mean that appeals to me. I would fly over there for the day. It would be a fly on the wall maybe.
I'd be scared.
Yeah. Stephen, I got one for you. Our next door neighbours, they don't get much love, so I don't even know if they've got a day, but New Zealand Day.
New Zealand Day.
Kiwi Day.
Yep.
Alright. So there's the much like the running of the bulls in Spain, there's the running of the Kiwis. So they get these little birds there at the wall. They run down the street. And you just try not to step on them. Because it's not nice to step on a little bird.
Yeah.
And if you do, you go to jail for a year.
Oh, shit. Jeez. They're really asking for it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, just a sea of little birds. And
that's the rules, man.
Yeah.
It's to teach them, you know.
Yeah.
Teach people a bit of restraint.
Yeah.
And so, to be careful.
So if you see someone that steps on the bird, you snitch. You go, hey, he stepped on a bird. Get him.
Only if you're a snitch, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you would though, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
you'd rat me out in a second.
Get him!
People you don't like Fez, you just leave like a dead Kiwi on their floor. Just call the cops. Be like, yeah, I saw him step on it. So that's that. What else do they have? They bloody love Lord of the Rings over there.
They do, they love it.
Like, if Lord of the Rings was never built, what is their tourism built on over there?
Nothing.
A few mountains.
Yeah.
It's like Lord of the Ring tourism stuff. So they probably have, like, they just have the Battle of Middle-earth.
Oh, wow.
They just reenact it.
Yeah.
They all dress up. Different ethnicities dress it up as the different races. So you have, like, orcs and elves and dwarves and stuff.
The orcs are the big Kiwi dudes.
Oh, Maoris?
Yeah, Maoris.
Yeah, they just demolish everyone. The orcs always win this fight.
Yeah. Imagine a whole bunch of, like, big Maori guys. And they're the nicest guys, these guys are. But they're massive and they're pretty well built.
They are. Super nice, thankfully, though.
Yeah.
Otherwise, scary stuff.
Yeah.
And then the final point is they've got, like, stop stealing our shit, Australia. They just all get together and make a list and send it to the Prime Minister. Like, the country gets together and makes a list of everything Australia's stolen.
Yeah.
Every year Australia says no.
Yeah.
Just...
No, I'm pretty sure that's ours.
I'm pretty sure we keep that bad, yeah. What, Russell Crowe? So that's mine. That's my
good.
Three things. So, Tysoon, you need to...
Yeah, come up with...
I mean, I'm thinking just for this guy, is America too easy for him?
America's too easy.
Yeah.
Let's go Brazil.
Brazil.
Ooh,
Day.
Alright. Okay, Brazil Day, you'd have a national, it would be the national booty contest.
Oh yeah.
So that would be
the sound of this.
Yeah, I can't wait for this.
So
day.
That would be
more objectifying women on this podcast.
Oh no, they have a male section as well.
Oh good.
Yeah.
That's good.
We don't want to...
I'm liking the sound of it more.
So basically everyone heads down to one of their popular beaches, they have a big runway, anyone can get involved. And you enter yourself in and you're there, good music on, good vibe, you know, a bit of beach soccer.
Quirking.
Yeah, yeah. and sinking some piss and watching the biggest Brazilian booties going up and down, and you know, they have judges and...
Man, you're painting an awesome picture here.
Yeah,
I've been loving the sound of this.
I'd love that so much. Yeah, good on you. Alright, next one.
What a great day.
That is a great day.
The other one would be...
Better than trying not to step on a kiwi.
Yeah, you've won the segment with one of your things.
Yeah.
Unless you go wrong in these next two.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. the other... I think the one thing about the Brazil day would be you don't spend time with your family.
Just your mates.
Yes.
That's why is that Brazilian though?
Well, I don't know. It's like party central. You don't really party with your family. Okay. So I think you get your beers, you know, you go nightclubbing. The thing is, you go to the beach during the day, you go nightclubbing at night. So that whole day is don't spend it with your family day. Yeah. So yeah, you're just around your best mates and enjoying the hell out of the day.
Sounds good.
Whereas Australia Day, it's a bit of a blend, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be
both. Bit of mates, bit of family.
Yeah.
Bit of both. But yeah, this is... You've just had Christmas, all right?
Yeah.
So we're saying this would be early January. I'm not sure if summer's in Brazil. If not, we'll just say...
Probably not. We'll say it is.
For this sake, we'll say it is. So you've just done the Christmas shit. You're sick of your family. You just want to see some... You just want to sink some booze and see some big booties. So...
Yep.
Yeah.
Preaching to the choir here.
Mm. Yeah.
And...
Lucky last one. I'd say a bit of extreme sport. A bit of skateboarding. Big on skateboarding up there. So they have a few skateboarding tournaments. And
wasn't aware that they were, but sure.
But just everyone bring along your skateboard, your scooter, your rollerblades.
Yeah, a bit of that. They got a good, some good climate for that. So, yeah.
All right, so this is a bit of a shorter episode this week. Mm-hmm. Just a quick little reminder, though, have a good Australia Day.
Yeah.
But also that we've got our competition going. If you want to be featured, episode 30, it will be you. We're going to Skype chat with the lucky winner, who will be in a Skype chat with Fez for an hour. That will be our podcast. We've already had a couple of entries, so make sure you get them in, because entries close by the time we do episode 29, which will be in a fortnight.
So, are we going to record a podcast with this guy over Skype?
Yeah.
Or is it just going to be he and Fez?
It's going to be him and Fez. We'll be sitting in the background, and we'll jump in when Fez is shit. So, we'll be jumping in a lot.
He's going to be shit after 5 minutes.
Well, that's why we'll be there. So, don't worry. It won't just be you.
I'm worried.
In a quiet room with Fez.
I think somehow we need to screenshot this. Or get a
screen. Yeah, we will. We'll record the video.
Fraps it.
It'll be our first video podcast as well.
Ooh.
And first vodcast.
And just putting it out there, Fez is doing alright lately with the ladies.
He's better.
So I think, you know, if there are any ladies out there and want to just have a good chat with a good man, I think this is your time.
Yeah, this is your chance.
Yeah.
But Fez may not try to hit it on you. Like, it's just be nice. If you want to be part of a podcast, you thought, I'd be great on a podcast.
Yeah.
And you think, I'd be great with the worst person in the world.
Mm.
This is your perfect opportunity. Yeah. Never again will we have this chance. So send your entries through. Either tweet us an entry. So DM us an entry on Twitter. Or email us, which is probably better, at goodfriendsandfez@gmail.com. And Twitter is twitter.com/goodfriends_nfez. So, yeah. And also, make sure to hit us up on facebook.com/goodfriendsandfez. That's enough. Oh, and shout outs to Not Safe for Radio. Check them out on Facebook and Twitter as well. NSFR Radio. That's enough of the shout outs, I think.
So, do we have no Twitter cues?
No, I only put it up yesterday that we were doing it today.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, good episode, everyone. There's only three of us, but I think it went well. And next week we might have a few more.
Who will we have?
Yeah, Leroy might be here.
Yeah. Who else is in the podcast? Lee Querbin sits here.
If you've never listened to the podcast before, I should make it clear parodying Fez, because otherwise you might think, like, what happened to these guys?
Yeah.
They got really bad at
They certainly died in the arse, which is usually the case with this podcast.
Listen to this podcast for about the first 45 minutes. Then just, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you got the chance, maybe the next 10. But
just maybe have a nap at the end.
Just that's fall when asleep, start lingering soothing out. Voice of Fez.
Yeah. Because, I don't know, we have the business model, put everything good up the front and everything shit towards the end. So, we're all getting tired as well. We've been talking for an hour and we just die so badly.
But yeah.
I think it works well.
But anyway, keep listening, guys.
Should we just keep chatting and just chat away for a bit? And...
yeah, I've got something to talk about. I had a guy start listening to the podcast and he's like, yeah, it's really good. You know what? I listened to the first one. I think it was one where the three of us were here getting wasted. So no, it's good episode. Then it's like, and then I listened to the first one. I was like, well, why'd you do that? The first one's probably one of the worst.
It's from up there. It's definitely
yeah.
up there.
Yeah. Well, and feedback on the first one?
He loved them both, so we're doing huh. something right.
Doing something good.
I know, it must be. He keep likes that first one. Like yeah. charades.
Yeah. Not the best for an audio medium.
Although it actually was kind of funny, listening back to it.
Yeah. I listened back to it the other day, actually, the first one.
We had some shockers.
It was some shocking
is
moments.
Is it cringe-worthy?
Some moments were. Some were actually pretty good.
Did we phone call Fez in that one?
Yeah, we called Fez. We tried to call Alexis.
We called me, but my phone was just off.
Yeah, so we had a disconnected phone a couple of times. Yeah, if you feel like reminiscing, check out the first episode. But just bear in mind, the rest of the episodes got considerably better.
They get maybe about like episode 4 or 5 is when they really pick up.
Yeah, I reckon.
And they're starting to dip now.
Yo, big time.
We'll listen to definitely. This right now.
I know.
Like, if you're still listening now, stop.
Yeah. Don't you have anything better to do? Like, yeah. anything. I see those dishes piling up in your house. Get out and do them. Your lawn's getting a bit lawn.
Yeah. I can see you through your window right now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you. Shake that ass for me. Shake that ass.
Shake that ass me. Shake that ass me.
All right, let's go out on that.
Bye. See you, everyone.
Bye.